It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Thank you so much, and welcome to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. It is a Motivational Monday. It's August the 16th, and today we're going to play the Carpenters for our bumper music, so you'll hear a variety of their songs over the next hour. I do want to tell you a little bit about our local weather here along the Colorado River. We're going to see 111 and sunny today. It changes tomorrow, drops to 106, and the Big W is back. And the Big W hangs around on Wednesday, 103. Thursday, boy, if you want to do something outside on Thursday, 101. So there's our temps for the next few days. A little bit of sports action for you. We have no games this evening. That was very simple, wasn't it? Yes. Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. Do you have your co-op connection card? Well, you should have, because if not, you're paying too much. You're paying too much at Little Caesar's Pizza. You're paying too much at Mojave Steakhouse, Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory, Ron's Tire Pros, Southwest Financial, Wiener Schnitzel, Window Elegance, Zubrick T-shirts, just some of the places around Bullhead City where you save money with that co-op connection card. Stop by their offices on Hancock Road. Pick yours up today. It's free. They don't even want to track you. They want to make sure you're an MEC customer. But other than that, they give you the card, you put it in your little keychain, and you're good to go and save money all over town. Any questions, call MEC at 763-1100. The Laughlin Outlet Mall. We got three great restaurants downstairs. Upstairs, well, we got clothing stores, sports items, Levi's, sunglasses, chocolate, boots, vitamins, Pendleton's, shoes, hats, gifts, watches, vape products, and art, and a thrift store. I think they're open again. And on the front of the building, we have a pet daycare, a medical clinic, a dollar store, a nail salon, a bar, and so much more. And no, the rumors are not true, and they're not going to tear it down, and it's not for sale. Walker Service Electric. Walker electricians are all over Mojave County every day. If you have an electrical issue, pick up the phone and call 718-9444. They can take care of residential issues, commercial issues, new construction, and highline power. All you got to do is call. They come right to you. Imagine that. They're available 24/7 because, you know, electrical issues don't happen Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. So put the number in your cell phone, 718-9444. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Are you hungry? Well, the Laughlin Ranch Grill, Bar and Grill, oh, man, they take care of you. They satisfy all your cravings with steaks, pastas, burgers, salads. Plus, they have a happy hour special every night and fabulous brunches on the weekend. Dine in or carry out. The public is always welcome at Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. See the entire menu at LaughlinRanch.com. And now into the studio for the first time, but he's going to be around a long time here, Jack Mayoff?
Mafara.
Mafara. Mafara. But it doesn't have an R in it.
Yeah, Mafara. M-A-F-A-R-A. You just spelled it wrong.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'm going to learn how to spell when I turn 69. So,
believe it or not, that's Italian. And I was actually born Giacomo, which is Jack in Italian, but my father changed it before I went to school.
Wow.
So that's how I ended up with the legal name of Jack.
Wow, okay. And you're with East West Financial.
Yes.
Tell us, what is East West Financial?
Well, at East West Financial, we're pretty well known here for, our living trusts and wills. We do a tremendous amount of estate planning. We do a lot of asset protection. And our annuities are the top-notch annuities where the clients actually make a fair rate of return, like stock market-like returns.
Oh, okay.
Just 3% interest. And we don't risk any principal. So because of that, I had made Forbes magazine top financial planner, top 10 financial planner three times.
Really?
Yeah, and which was pretty exciting when they approached me with it. And the brokers in that were involved in that were very upset with it. They, oh, no, he don't sell stocks and bonds. That's not fair. He goes, and they say, well, he still sells investments.
Ah.
You just don't have to risk your principal today to make good money. You had to see the look on this client that I have in Lake Havasu. She's 86 years old. And when she got her statement, she had an 8.6% return. She was extremely excited over it. She goes, oh, I thought you said only 5 or 6%. I was like, well, I always downplay it. Because if I make you more, you'll love me. But if I make you one penny less,
you're mad.
That doggone guy from Eastland.
That's right. okay. All right.
So, and even the daughter called me. I did a Zoom meeting with the daughter. She couldn't believe it. So.
Yeah.
But we do investments. We definitely do estate planning. And we do a lot of what I call specialized final expense, not where we're looking to pay your funeral. I mean,
right.
You could do that with the funeral. What we do is we set up a specialized account so the executor and the trustee have access to immediate cash upon your death within 24 hours. No death certificate required.
Oh, okay.
Because since the COVID, I've settled. I'm doing probate. I just got two more probate cases from an attorney in California. It's taken 30 to 60 days to get into these accounts. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And they blame COVID. You know, COVID's the blame for everything.
I know
how that goes.
Yes. And it's not the blame for everything, but
no,
it's convenient. Yeah, it's real convenient. I don't know what people are going to do when it finally goes away, you know. When it's finally gone, you know, how are we going to continue to give people money, and how are we going to continue to blame everything on COVID? I wonder if the lumber prices will have to come back down.
you bring that up because I had a stack of lumber in my garage. I was thinking about building some more horse barns, and I didn't get to it, and now it's worth more than my 401k. So I don't know. It's like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Now all of a sudden the 2x4 is a profit business.
Yes.
Yeah. Who knew? Who knew? Yeah. Yeah, so if you've got any lumber laying around your yard, you might want to call Home Depot or Lowe's. They might want to buy it from you.
Actually, I heard the pawn shops are paying a good penny. No, just
yeah. So people come to you and they say, I've got this much money. What can I do? How can I spend it? How can I invest it and make more?
Exactly.
Okay. And is there what's the perfect age for someone to sit down with you and talk retirement?
Well, funny that you say that because, believe it or not, I've seen more early retirements than I've ever have. People in their 50s. Have been coming to me more lately. But my average client is between 60 and 90.
Okay.
You know, unfortunately, most of my investments end at age 86 because, you know, the company doesn't have enough time. I mean, they pay out so well that they need some time to hold on to the monies to make money too.
Right.
So they have to be profitable. But I have other things for people that are a little older. We don't discriminate against anybody. We'll help out anybody with a financial situation. So, I've noticed that retirement ages are starting to come down. I guess maybe because of the COVID, people retired early.
Yeah.
We specialize in a lot of 401k rollovers.
Oh, okay. All right. So if they've got that with an employer, they can bring it to you and you can do more with it.
Absolutely.
Okay. All
absolutely.
Right.
Matter of fact, just to let the people know, the companies, because they don't want the responsibility of losing principal in your 401k, a lot of them allow you to take the 401ks early and roll them over into a safe situation, even if you're still working there.
Oh.
So I had a gentleman from New Jersey called me up, and his 401k is worth over $1 million. And he goes, you know, I'm not happy with the direction the country's going in. I checked with my company. They said I could roll it over to you. And I know him, again, it's all through word of mouth, through another client in New Jersey, from New Jersey originally. So I get all these clients that remember what I did there, and so they all call me. But people are starting to do that. They're starting to take their 401ks before they retire.
Okay. And roll it over and do more with it and have it make more than the $1 million.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Without risking the $1 million.
Yeah.
At his stage, why risk anything? You got $1 million. You can live off that easily.
Yeah.
No reason to risk it.
Yeah, but if you can make more, then you can give some to your family and, you know, buy that granddaughter a new car when she graduates and that type of stuff. Yeah.
Go ahead.
You were going to say something.
Yeah, funny about this guy. He's not married, has no kids.
Wow. That's why it has $1 million.
That's why you put so much money away.
Uh-huh. Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, nobody say, Dad. Honey, let's go. And yeah, he should be very happy. He should be very happy. I was going to say, you don't get a lot of young people coming in their 20s and 30s saying, I should be thinking about retirement.
No, I don't. What we do get, though, we get a lot of phone calls and messages of people saying, hey, you know, my company offers a 401k. What do you think of it? And even though a lot of financial guys downplay the 401k because of the tax situation later, to me, it's still the best way to accumulate assets. You don't have to pay taxes on it. You can write it off your tax returns. Put that money away because you're going to need it later.
Right.
Don't rely on Social Security.
Yeah, yeah. I have a feeling at some point in time, Social Security is going to start kick in when you're 80.
You know what? It keeps going up.
Yeah, and the only reason it keeps going up is because the government keeps using that money. They keep spending it. Somebody will get wise sometime in Congress, and they'll pass something that says, we can't touch Social Security money. But, you know.
I did like the idea of giving the Social Security money to the people and having them invest it. Put some guidelines in there that, you know, they can't touch it for sure. And,
right.
And also to put it into a responsible investment, not risking it. Like I said, if you were to pick one of our annuities, even if it didn't do well, you would still average 4 to 5% return, which is much more than the banks,
right?
Much more than Social Security grows. So, and this way here, that money could grow, and then you take your own Social Security payments,
right?
Because in the hands of the government, it's like putting it in the hands of a teenager.
Yeah, 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 yeah. They don't know how to spend and spend wisely. They just spend. You know, I had a gentleman in here last week who's running for Congress here in Nevada. And I asked him, that was the day that they had passed the first part of the infrastructure bill. And his whole thing was, this is money we don't have, you know. And yes, the bridges need to be fixed. And yes, roads need to be fixed. But it's money we don't have.
That's right.
And then, of course, there's the internet money in there, too, to make sure everywhere has broadband. I didn't know when that became a government issue. That everyone has to have broadband, but apparently it is now.
Yeah. But. One of the other concerns that I have that most people don't realize as far as the estate planning is concerned is that, the government says they're not going to raise taxes except for people over $400,000, but they don't read the entire tax bill. So now the proposal is to also get rid of the step-up cost basis on estates, which is disastrous.
Which means what?
Well, what happens is, let's say you bought a house. And you bought it for $30,000, and then when you die, it's worth $200,000. Your kids inherit it at the price of $200,000. So when they sell it, there's no capital gains.
Right.
They want to eliminate that. So in other words, the kids will still be responsible in the capital gains from when you bought it at $30,000. That would destroy estates.
Yeah.
It's the biggest estate destroy I've ever seen, and we'll have to go back to the old ways. I remember back when the step-up cost basis was only $675,000. And my average client in Brooklyn was worth over $10 million. So they always had to buy life insurance from me to cover the estate taxes.
Right.
We'll have to go back to that.
Wow.
So.
And our government's always looking out for us, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know they care about us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They keep telling us. Let's take our first break here. I want to do remind you that tomorrow, Wednesday, winning Wednesday, you can win $25 off at Perkins.
Have you been living with joint pain? Hello, I'm Dr. Nathan Weaver, a bone and joint specialist at Western Arizona Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Schedule an appointment today and let's find the cause of your problem, then set a course to help stop the pain. In 2020, there are many options available, from lifestyle changes and therapy to injections and joint replacement. Come in and allow us to try and help you end that pain. Call us at Western Arizona Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, 928-444-1491.
No one enjoys bugs in your home or office. You definitely don't want spiders or scorpions. Barron Pest Solutions can keep you from seeing bugs and spiders. Barron uses safe and effective products for inside and outside your home or office. Barron's certified technicians are trained to take care of your scorpions, sun spiders, ants, and rodents. And they use products safe for pets and children. Call Barron, 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality. Experience. Family. 758-5499.
Mediator Lawman Outlet Center, the place for value and style. Come on, let's meet and we'll spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best place in town. Something for everyone. Mediator Lawman Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
Hello, Chad Hansen here, CEO of Mojave Mortgage. You've heard everyone under the sun talk about low interest rates lately. In fact, interest rates are on the rise, and I want to help as many Mojave County homeowners take advantage of these low interest rates before they're gone forever. As I've said in the past, refinancing now is the biggest no-brainer in the history of no-brainers, and I still stand by that. Visit MojaveMortgages.com. That's MojaveMortgages.com. Mojave Mortgage, tall on integrity, short on fees.
NMLS number 1830581.
Providing assistance to those in need with their activities of daily living requires certification through the Arizona State Board of Nursing. Wondering where and how to start? The Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City offers an on-site nursing assistant program. Call 928-763-1404 for more information or apply online for the CNA training class at thelegacyrehab.com. We would love to help assist you in beginning your career in healthcare today.
Did we miss Karen Carpenter or what? Wow. Hey, Speak Out Each and Every Day is brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center. They continue to be a four-star rated facility by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They continue to constantly sanitize inside the building, and they test everyone for COVID as required. Legacy services include physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists, and it's also a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who might need those services, pick up the phone and call 758-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road. Arizona Comfort Solutions. Well, you know, I tell you what the weather's going to do, and it's going to be 111 today. If it's not cool enough in your home or your office, pick up the phone and call 758-2400. Yes, Arizona Comfort Solutions, serving Bullhead City, Kingman, and California. They'll come right over. They know all the thermostats. They know all the air conditioning units, all the swamp coolers. They can take them and tune them up, fix them, you know, whatever it takes. Change all your filters and maybe you need a new thermostat. Maybe you need something new. They can take care of that, too. So call them up. Ask questions. 758-2400. Barron Services. Experts in pools, design, installation, schedule maintenance. Experts in alarm systems, home or commercial. Complete installation, repairs, replacements, and monitoring. Experts in pest solutions, residential or commercial. And Barron uses products that are safe for your children and your pets. They know what products to use for what's out there, because that changes throughout our season, you know. So if you got questions, give them a call. Or you want scheduled treatments, give them a call. 758-5499. Or you can tune in tomorrow. Matt will be here at 10 o'clock tomorrow. He'll tell us more about Barron's. ProFit Kitchen, the all-new healthy restaurant in Bullhead City in the Riverview Mall. Healthy breakfast, healthy lunch, and healthy dinners. And you're going to find they're tasty, they're filling, and good for you. How does that happen? I don't know. You got to ask Eric. But he also has nitro coffees, organic teas and protein shakes, and meal prep solutions. Meal prep solutions is Eric's idea of the TV dinner in 2021. Yeah. You call him up and tell him what you want in it. He puts it together. You stop by, pick it up, take it to work, throw it in the refrigerator. Come lunchtime, you throw it in the microwave. Oh, you got a nice, fresh, hot meal for lunch. That's good for you. Filling. Yeah, I don't know how it happens. Check out the entire menu at ProFit Kitchen. That's ProFit Kitchen, K-I-T-C-H-I-N. com. All right, we got about 5 minutes left here with Jack in the studio. And so retirement is the big thing that you're concerned about for people, getting the most they can.
Absolutely. The biggest concern I have, not only, you know, as you know, we live longer now.
Yes.
So
I'm hoping so. Yes. As I'm 67 now, yeah.
So I need those retirement dollars to last longer. And now we have put into play, with, especially with these annuities, we could do what's called guaranteed income planning, where they will get a guaranteed set income no matter how long they live, no matter how long their money lasts. So we have, you know, some situations like that for clients. But you know what's really I find amazing is I have probably the majority of my clients would rather find a way that they don't have to take required minimum distributions because they really don't need the money.
Right.
That set of clients came from a time where pensions were really big with the companies. Now, today, we see less of that. So now we need more people. As a matter of fact, this generation coming up that I recommend they invest in a 401k, they're not going to have those pensions. They're going to need that 401k income.
Right. So. Yeah, because like we talked, Social Security is going to go higher and higher. And you're not going to see that until you're 80, but you might want to retire at 55.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're seeing a lot of that.
Yes. And, you know, when that happens, they're not allowed to take their Social Security. So
right.
They have to wait. And so they either rely on other monies that they invested or they just keep working. You know, some of us, though, are blessed. We have jobs that we really like. Like, people ask me, they're so worried. They go, well, what happens if you retire? Well, I tell you what, I love what I do.
Yeah.
Probably the only retirement I would have is let my assistant, Carrie, go on with the new client, and I just service my old clients to the day the good Lord takes me. So,
right.
You know, I'm happy with that.
And, you know, I'm retired from the fire department almost 10 years. And I'm still working, but I love doing this.
Yes,
you know,
I
do, and I enjoy the fact that the listeners out there get to hear from a variety of guests on the program, and I'm here for an hour, and I get to meet so many new people. You know, the sheriff keeps sending me, everyone from the sheriff's office has come down here and done the show. You know, he's hit me dispatchers and whatnot, and the chief deputy and the undersheriff and lieutenants, and so it's been interesting to meet these people and to have them tell their stories on the radio and what they do and whatnot. So I like to think that the listeners are listening out there and going, oh, I'm learning something about investments today.
Yes.
And next up we're going to talk with Karen Summit, and she's going to talk all about the Rotary. They do a first responder day, a big picnic barbecue and whatnot coming up in a few weeks. And so it's fun for me, and I enjoy it like you.
Yes.
You know, enjoy what you do. And a couple of weeks ago, I had the Metro Lieutenant in here from Laughlin, and he brought a sergeant with him, and the sergeant has been in Laughlin for 21 years. I said, I didn't know we had a sergeant here for 21 years. And he goes, yeah, but I'm thinking about retiring. I go, why? He goes, I don't know. So I think a lot of people, if you enjoy what you do, why retire?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I agree with you 100%. And some of us just love to do what we do and can do it for... You know, blessed with the eye. I mean, you can't be a fireman when you're in your 80s.
Right.
The stress on that job is unbelievable.
Exactly.
But there's other things you can do that you enjoy. And you're. This was my first time on the show.
Yeah.
I had a great time. I was very excited. And you played the most perfect music. I love Karen Carpenter. I agree with you 100%.
Give your phone number at your office. So if people are listening and they think, oh, I'm going to call him and make an appointment and go talk to him about my investments.
Yes, our consultations are all free. So it's 928-888-9828. We do have access to attorneys if you have a special situation.
Okay.
Matter of fact, Alyssa Pasmino, the attorney down in Scottsdale, and Ari are back together. She had semi-retired and went to Hong Kong. We're back together doing estate plans.
So she went to Hong Kong?
Her boyfriend is a pilot.
Oh, heck yeah.
He liked staying in Hong Kong, but then he decided things weren't, so he's back here.
Oh, okay. All right.
But... 928-888-9828. My assistant, her name is Carrie. She will make sure I get the message.
Okay, good deal. Jack, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you, Larry.
And we'll have you back next month.
You got it.
All right.
Thank you.
Super. All right, I want to remind you, Paul LaVoy is up next. He's got the Lake Havasu Chief of Police and Fire Chief.
It's common knowledge you should get an oil change every 3,000 miles. But did you know a tranny service should happen every 40,000? Family-owned and operated with over 80 years of experience in the industry, ACCO Transmission can save you thousands in unexpected repairs and overhauls with a $99 transmission service. It's no different than getting your fluids checked or that regular oil change. ATCO is known for giving your vehicle full attention until it's running like it should. ATCO Transmission, the big blue building located off Hancock right behind Hobby Lobby.
A lot is on your plate as a restaurant owner, and Thane O'Brien with Spot On can lighten that entree. Thane O'Brien can seamlessly integrate web portals for front-of-house policies, monitor operations and staffing assignments, allow you access customer analytics, save time and money with Spot On. Simplest transition for staff training and thousands saved on credit card processing fees. Affordably productive solutions await you as you start or grow your restaurant venture. Email T.O'Brien at spoton.com. That's T-O-B-R-I-E-N at spoton.com.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services agents have built relationships with you, one conversation at a time. And we're as committed as ever to providing you with that level of service. As part of your community, we're here for you, answering insurance questions and helping make sure your financial goals are on track.
Your Farm Bureau expert in Bullhead City is Greg Eidness. Call 763-8464.
Farm Bureau Financial Services. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Horizon Community Bank has a variety of loan products that are customized and quick. Hi, I'm Becky Goldberg with Horizon Community Bank. Loan decisions are made locally, and our seasoned experts have a deep understanding of small business operations and finance. We'll find the perfect solution that aligns your business plans without deleting cash resources, whether you're opening a business or expanding. Horizon Community Bank is here to help. To apply, visit your local hometown Horizon Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Have you heard the good news? Mojave Electric Cooperative is partnering with TWN Communications to bring you a fast internet solution using fiber optics. Whether you're streaming from home or need a customized solution for your business, we have a plan for you. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband. Or call 888-227-2095.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0. Sorry about that, a little delay there. Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, serving Laughlin, Bullhead City, and Fort Mojave with clean, sanitized facilities. They have the Laughlin walk-in here in the mall, the Mojave Clinic on Highway 95 by Target. They have the Imaging Center at Hancock Road and Train, Outpatient Rehabilitation Center at Silver Creek and Gold Rush over in the Parkway. WORMC has a wound care, sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, podiatrists, and family doctors. Then, don't forget, on Silver Creek Road, they got a great big hospital. Yeah. Call 763-2273 if you don't feel well. Claudia answers the phone, and she'll transfer you to somebody that can help you. Farm Bureau Financial Services, do you often think you pay too much for insurance? Well, join the club, yeah. Well, here's what you got to do. Grab your policies and go in and sit down with Greg or Stephanie. They'll look at all. By the way, today's Stephanie's birthday, so tell her hi. Tell her happy birthday when you call, 763-8464. Say, Stephanie, is that you on the phone? Yeah, happy birthday. She'll probably be really surprised that you know. But anyhow, you take your policies in, your life insurance, your auto insurance, home insurance, commercial insurance, and they do farms and ranches too. So you take those policies in there and you lay them all out, and they look at them and they say, well, you know what, we can put this with this and that with that and cut this one back and add a little here and save you some money. Wow, what a concept. Call 763-8464 and make an appointment. Spot On. Yes, processing credit cards has never been easier. Oh, fantastic. Spot On is locally operated with a local representative available to help set you up, and there's no hidden processing fees. There's no long-term contracts. Month-to-month is available, and funding is the next day. Spot On also integrates Google Pay and Apple Pay. How's that? Yeah. Spot On services Kingman, Bullhead City, Lake Havasu City, and Needles. Call Thane O'Brien at 706-928-706-2784. Echo Transmission and Auto Repair. Transmission services start at $99 for most vehicles. You change your oil on a regular basis, but when's the last time you thought about that transmission? It's got oil in there too, you know. Yeah, About every 40,000, you need to take it in there. Spend $99. Speaking of oil change, you get a free oil change with a tune-up and get your air conditioning serviced right now at ATCO for only $19.99 plus Freon. Yes. And ATCO, give them a call. Set an appointment, 444-1244. Or stop by. They're on the hill behind Hobby Lobby on Alta Vista. And now into the studio, and we have Karen Summit. How are you?
I am great. How are you, Larry?
Good. Really good. So Karen is with the Sunrise Rotary Club.
Yes.
Are you the president?
No, I'm not.
Oh, you're
not? I'm just a member.
You're not the president yet?
Nope.
Yet?
Nope.
Who's the president now? Is it still Anita?
No, Anita just left, and we just got David, and I think, or I can't remember who it is.
Oh, okay. All right. So, but you have kind of taken on the First Responder Day?
Correct. The First Responders Appreciation Day that we have. This will be our fourth one.
Wow.
So we, it is a combination of the Bullhead Area Chamber of Commerce, the Bullhead Mojave Valley Association of Realtors, the Mojave Valley Sunshine Rotary, and then Fairway Constructors.
Wow. All you people come together and make this happen.
Correct.
And, of course, Fairway Constructors got in there because Meddy's in the Rotary Club.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
And he was on the chamber when we started.
That's right. He was. Yeah. That's right. He was in charge of the chamber then, right. I think. Four years ago, he was the president. Yeah. So he put it all together. That's good. See, all these good people come together sometimes with different events.
And that's the best thing about this community is that if you get involved, you'll see how the links all connect and how we all work together to promote the community and its citizens.
Well, and so many of us wear two and three hats.
Correct.
You know, we're a chamber ambassador, we're in a Rotary, we're in the Kiwanis, we're, this and that, and Matt Hammerhan is in your Rotary Club, but he's
correct.
Also the chairperson for the Boys and Girls Club Board of Directors, and he's also, I think he's the treasurer for the Matadors or something.
Correct.
You wear two and three hats and
correct.
And then try to run a business in there when you get
right.
time.
Right, and then you do your business in the meantime.
Yeah. So what is the purpose of the First Responder Picnic?
It started with the Realtors event committee. We decided that we wanted to appreciate the first responders in the area. And so what we did was think of a way we could do that. And because we know that everybody's busy, the more groups we get involved, the easier it is to get volunteers and stuff like that. So then that's when I brought it to the Rotary and to the Chamber, and also we can accumulate and get together. With that, then 2020 hit, and we realized how important it was to
yeah.
appreciate the first responders. So we're continuing to do this, and what it is, it's a whole day that we have fun games for the kids. We have bounce houses. We have live music. We also provide a lunch, pulled pork and hot dogs and chips. And then usually sometime to dessert. This year, the dessert and all the food is provided by Jim Jones of Desert Lakes.
Oh, okay.
So he's bringing over some ice cream from Dairy Queen.
Of course.
Right.
Because he owns it in Needles.
That's it.
Yeah.
So he's going to be our sponsor for all the food.
Wow.
And then Fairway Constructors does all the entertainment.
Okay.
And then Mijong Lamar, she gets all the context for the food, the rest of the food, to order the food from Dot and Deco and L&M.
Okay. And Mijong starts a new job today in Las Vegas.
Right.
We had lunch last week, and she goes, I'll be coming back for the first responder event. I go, really? She goes, yeah, I can't miss that.
That's it.
And yeah.
It's a really fun event. We also teamed up with the Mojave Sunshine Rotary, and they're with their cornhole tournament they do every year.
Oh, okay.
So now we have the cornhole tournament on one half of the field, the first responders event on the other half of the field. So, again, it brings in more things for the community to do and look at and be at the same spot with their families and their friends, and then also appreciate the first responders.
You know, since this is first responders, you're going to have to get a hold of John Bodwin and have him come and tell you how to set up the bucket, water fights that we used to do at Rotary
right.
at Community Park back in the 80s.
Yeah. We were going to do that in 2020,
yeah.
But then stuff happened, so we had to simplify it. We're also having a chili cook-off there. It's free to anybody who wants to enter. And there will be prizes for first, second, and third place.
Okay, what's the date?
It is Saturday, October 9th at 10 o'clock.
Oh, okay. And the location?
It is a Mojave Valley Legacy Community Park and is at 9200 Aquarius behind the River Valley High School.
Right, just go out
Laguna.
Laguna to the high school and make
Correct.
A right.
Correct.
Yeah. Fantastic.
And then so we'll be there starting to serve around 11. The cornhole starts around 10.
Good deal.
And get everybody set up. So what we also do is, and for the community to be involved, if they want to be involved and appreciate the first responders, we ask for donations. And the donations are you put some money in an envelope and you bring it over to the Bullhead area, Bullhead Mojave Valley Association of Realtors office. And then they will put your name on the front, and then we will hand those out to all the first responders that show up and all the first responders that give us their names so they can go in a drawing. We started out the first year giving away about $1,000 to $1,500. The second year it grew, and the third, and now last year we gave away over $3,000.
Dang.
To all the first responders, every first responder that gave their name and every first responder that was there.
They split it up.
They got an envelope with the money.
Okay.
And the money can be $20, the money could be $50, could be $100, could be $500 in the envelope.
Okay.
It's all whatever people put in the envelope. We don't all open it.
Yeah.
We just hand them out.
Cool. So drop it off at the realtor's office on Hancock Road.
Correct.
What's the address?
841 Hancock.
Yeah, it's in that big shopping center on the north side of Hancock.
Correct.
You can't miss it. It's in there somewhere. Yeah. It's one of the nicest buildings because that's where you have that
We have paid parking lot now.
Yeah, that's right. You guys did that, huh?
Yeah,
but you guys have the big meeting room, too.
Correct, the conference center.
Yeah, conference center. Uh-huh. So is Eric still running that?
Eric is still the associated.
Good.
Association executive for the Bullhead Area Chamber of Commerce.
Who's the chairperson now?
The president is John Canati.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
Papa John's?
Yep, Papa John's. Yep.
Yep, so he's the president currently this year.
Dang, he's busy too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they say that if you want something done, ask a busy person.
Yeah, no kidding. And you also chair a committee for the chamber.
Yes, I do. I chair the business and government affairs team, the committee for that. Then also do it for the Bullhead Area, Mojave Valley Association of Realtors Government Affairs Committee, too. It's easy because I have to go to both anyway, so
right.
We just have the one meeting.
Okay.
And an interesting thing about that meeting is we have a task team that's going to help teachers get housing. Working with the Bullhead School District.
Dr.
And
Carolyn. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm, and she and to get, we're working on maybe getting some housing that we can work with them for.
Good. You know, Hildy's got this $3 million hanging around. She already gave $1 million to WestCare. She can maybe give $1 million to the elementary district.
Right.
So. Yeah, give her a call.
Okay.
Well, and that would be a good purpose for that, because if the elementary district took that and built, you know, a four or five unit little complex.
That's what we're looking
for. That could
for.
Always belong to them. They can just rent it to teachers.
That's what we're doing. That's what we're looking at. We're looking at land right now. It's with the board to review which plot of land they want to go in. We have a couple of directions to go in. We have about 15 or 20 community leaders that are in part of the task team.
Good.
You know, to
is Hildy on that team yet?
I spoke to her and she gets the emails. Yes.
Oh, good. Yeah. Well, she's got the money, so.
That's it.
That'd be a good purpose to house teachers.
Yes.
We're going to need teachers forever.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, but the first responders event is a great event. We want the community to come out. There'll be a bulletin board on one of the electronic bulletin boards coming up soon.
Okay.
So they can get some more information there. They can contact the Board of Realtors. They can contact the chamber. They can also contact me in my office, and we'll all have information, entry forms for the chili cook-off, you know. The biggest thing is that we always want to give back to the community and provide some way for the community to go out and entertain themselves with their families or,
Yeah, and in October the weather's perfect.
Correct.
So go down there, take a blanket, throw it on the grass, and enjoy a nice meal and visit with a first responder with your family. You know, have someone from the fire department or police department. All the agencies are there.
Right. We actually, this is from bridge to bridge, including Laughlin, Bullhead, Fort Mojave, Mojave Valley, the tribe, Needles, Topak, Oatman. They're all invited.
Wow.
So we make it a whole community bridge-to-bridge event.
And that's good because the first responders all get together, too. They don't see each other every day.
Correct.
So all of a sudden you get the firefighters talking from Fort Mojave and Bullhead City. Or
correct.
You got Laughlin Metro talking to Bullhead City police officers or sheriff's office. So
right. And we'll have a couple of cornhole sets for just the community to use and play. And they like that. After they eat, they go play. And
yeah. Or the bounce house. They eat and go to the bounce house. The kid comes out and he throws up. Karen, what's your number? How do people get in touch with you?
They can get a hold of me at my office at 928-763-6622, which is Summits River Realty across the street from Spirit Monk Casino.
Right.
And then they can also call the association, and that number is 928-758-4808.
Fantastic.
And then we also have another community event going on that anybody can go on. It's we're having a casino night at our conference center on Hancock.
Right.
And it's called Back to the 80s. So it'll be neon lights.
Wow.
And so we'll have, we're giving away, when you get $50, you get $250 worth of chips to play with. As your chips grow, you'll have prizes to buy at the end of the night. One, we have two tickets to Leonard Skinner, the concert.
Oh, okay.
So you can win those.
That's October 2nd in the Laughlin Event Center.
So our casino night is August 8th at 6 o'clock. Again, you can call the association.
August 8th.
August 28th.
28th.
Okay. Yeah, August 28th at 6 p.m.
Right.
So you can go call the association and get your tickets for that and get some chips.
758-4808.
Correct.
How did I know that?
I know. And then we will, and there'll be food provided by Javelinas.
Ah, okay.
And then the Shriners will have the bar, so you can go buy your drinks and play chips.
What kind of games do you have? Just all blackjack?
No, we actually get it from Vegas to you. They rent tables and stuff to us, so they have blackjack, roulette, dice.
Oh, wow.
And they bring them all in, and then they hire the...
You can say craps on the radio.
Craps. Okay. Yeah. And then they bring in dealers from Laughlin.
Oh,
so
good.
So actual dealers that are coming in to do this.
Did you know Mike Flemmer when he was here?
No.
Oh, he was a fire marshal for many years and was my boss. But going back into the early 80s, there was a state organization called Arizona Associated Firefighters, I think it was, AFFA. And we'd gone to Tucson for a conference when I was a volunteer in those days. And they were doing a casino night, but they didn't know how to deal. Well, we don't know how to deal either, but we at least been Laughlin a couple times, you know. And so Mike and I ended up dealing the whole time.
Okay.
I took my son with me to that conference, and he took all my chips, and they were letting kids play too.
Uh-huh.
And my kid won a great big wooden fire truck that he still has and never gave to me. Yeah, I remind him of that frequently.
Yeah. So we'll have a lot of prizes for you to, like a silent auction you'll bid on.
Good.
With your chips. And this is our third annual of this one also. So.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so it's a lot of fun. So
fun, very fun.
Yeah.
All right, so that's the 28th of this month.
Correct.
Which is a Saturday, I believe.
Saturday.
Yeah. 28th? Is it Saturday?
Okay. I believe so.
Yeah. Okay. Sunday. No?
No, the 28th
Saturday.
Is Saturday.
You're right, Saturday. Uh-huh. Okay, I got it. So that's at the Realtor Building on Hancock.
Correct.
And get their ticket. How much are tickets?
It's $50
for
one ticket, and that will include your food and $250 worth of chips.
Well, that's a decent deal.
Right.
So you get $250 in chips to start with?
That's it.
Sean, you got to do something like this. I could walk in the Aquarius, give him $50, and get $250
in
chips.
That's it. That's what we need.
I don't know if he'll go for that. No. All right, Karen, stick around. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and chat some more. Questions?
Okay.
You got questions? 702-298-1063. Give us a call. A reminder, once again, don't forget, up to the top of the hour, speak up from Lake Havasu with Fire Chief and the Police Chief from Lake Havasu City. You can call them and ask them questions, too. I do want to remind you there's a blood drive this Wednesday at Mojave Accelerated Learning Center, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. to get involved by talent.org or call 877
258-4825.
Your dream wedding, shower, reunion, or corporate event can come true at Laughlin Ranch, Arizona's premier golf course, clubhouse, and spa. Minutes from the Laughlin Strip, Laughlin Ranch offers stunning views of the Black Mountains, great food and drink, flexible reception areas inside and out. For celebrations of all sizes, learn more at LaughlinRanch.com or call 928-404-6006.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery is fully open and ready to fill your belly with your favorite meals, entrees, and desserts. From the kitchen, enjoy a delicious hot breakfast, an awesome lunch with sandwiches, burgers, salads, and more. Then the mouth-watering dinners. Make your summer complete and yummy. All delicious, fresh Perkins pies from the bakery start at $9.99 all July. Banana cream, chocolate French silk, cherry, strawberry, or caramel apple. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City.
Is the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that, your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400.
Mojave Electric welcomes another year of Operation Cool Shade. Planting a shade tree can help you save energy dollars. Pre-sales for MEC members to purchase trees are August 28th and September 11th between 8 a.m. and 1 p.m. Phone calls only. For more information, contact member services at 928-763-1100 or visit MojaveElectric.com.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
The last time you needed an electrician, did you ask a friend for help, or did you call Mr. Bubba's Power? Walker Service Electric are the professionals, servicing Mojave County for over 27 years. Professional workmanship and the work is performed at a fair price. Walker has stayed in business with satisfied customers, holding those standards high. Walker Service Electric performs residential work, commercial, and industrial. If you need an electrician, call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444.
Risen Star Kennel is Mojave County's boarding standard of excellence and where your pups are safe. You simply wouldn't leave your children in the hands of just anyone. The same goes for your furry four-legged family. Risen Star Kennel invites you to participate with your pups in their group dog training classes. From protection dog training to obedience and even certified for service animal training. Don't forget grooming. Risen Star Kennel is the standard. Visit RisenStarKennel.com or call 928-754-3006.
It's a Monday, but it's not a rainy day. It's just a Monday. Hey, Speak Out Each and Every Day is brought to you by TWN Communications.
Talking to myself and
I could listen to Karen Carpenter all day. TWN is partnering with MEC to bring fiber-based internet to our community. Fiber-based technology ensures you have access to faster internet speeds, keeping your home and your business connected. Pre-register today at MojaveElectric.com. /broadband, and that doesn't cost you anything to pre-register, and you're not committing to anything. You're just saying, send me more information and answer my questions. Or you can call 888-227-2095. Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training. Locals and visitors take their pets there for a day, week, or longer. Vacations are no longer a problem. Dog training is available, one-on-one or group classes. Plus, now they have protection dog classes. So if you need a dog that can protect somebody, they can do that. Pets love it at Risen Star. Call 754-3006 or stop by the end of Air Park by the airport. Mojave Mortgage, yes, is the guy with all the money. If you're looking for a vacation home, investment home, add-on, or refi, or pool in the backyard, well, you call Chad Hansen. You go in, you sit down, you say, I need $300,000. Okay, and you fill out a couple pieces of paper. He disappears. He goes down into his vault. You know, the vault's the size of Dot Foods underground. It's huge. It's got money on all the shelves. He gets your $300, puts on a silver platter, comes back up, and he hands it to you. Yeah, it's that simple, almost. Call him at 288-2691. He'll take good care of you. He's the Lake Havasu City Chamber Business of the Year. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery, they're fully open and ready to fill your belly with your favorite meals, your entrees and desserts, and they got delicious breakfasts and mouth-watering dinners and fantastic lunches, and breakfast, lunch, and dinner are served all day. Then when you get ready to leave, you know, you can take a cookie or a muffin with you or a slice of pie, or you can take a whole pie, and they start at $9.99. Back in the studio, we already have a caller here. Caller, you have a question?
Yeah, Larry, I saw in the paper today that it's National Tell a Joke Day, so I just wanted to give you a quick one.
Okay, go ahead.
What's 16 inches long and has 100 holes in it?
I don't know.
Karen Carpenter's belt.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for the call.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
Too funny. Okay. Back with Karen Summit, not Carpenter, Karen Summit, from Summit Realty and every other committee you're on. And you're talking about the first responder event, which is October 9th, and it's at the Mojave Valley Park, right next to the high school.
Correct.
And it kicks off at what time, 11?
You'll start serving food at 11. You can show up starting at 10 because they'll be setting up the cornhole and stuff.
Okay.
And setting up the bounce houses and stuff.
Well, and this is an opportunity to meet the firefighters and the police officers who serve your community, whether it be no matter where you live, Laughlin, Fort Mojave, Mojave Valley, Oatman, Topoc.
Correct.
And Needles. And if you need to get questions or get involved, call Karen because she's in charge of it. And your office number again?
Is 928-7633. 768.
Karen, you're supposed to know your office number.
I know. I'd hardly ever call it. 768-6622.
6622. 768. Okay. Yeah. That's out in Fort Mojave.
In Mojave Valley.
Mojave Valley.
Right. And then the associations is the 758.
Oh, okay. All right. Good deal. Anything else you want to add?
You know, just please come down and support the first responders. You know, they always need to be, you know, it's beneficial for them to be shown appreciation for all the hard work they do and the dedication that they're out there serving the community 24 hours a day.
Yeah, you know, I have a scanner on my desk at home, and I hear a lot of the stuff that goes out. And with the fire departments, I hear a lot of PPE, which is personal protection equipment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this call requires PPE, this call requires PPE. And that's something they didn't used to have to do.
Correct.
You just get out of the ambulance, grab the bailout bag, and walk in the door. Now you've got to stop, and you got to put on a gown, you got to put on gloves, you got to put on a mask.
Right.
And so all the COVID has really stretched our law enforcement and fire service. Because even cops now, when they go on calls, they tell them, PPE.
Right.
Yeah. And,
you know, and the hospital workers and the nurses, yeah. And they all of them, these, it's open to all first responders, no matter where you work or what you do. And then your name will go on a drawing, you'll get a ticket, and then at the, you know, around 2 o'clock, we start handing out the money.
Oh, good. Okay. Fantastic. Well, Karen, thanks so much. Office number again,
768-6622.
Okay. Give Karen a call if you want to get involved. Otherwise, just show up on the 9th at 11.
That's it.
Okay.
Because it's free to the community.
Very good.
Okay.
Thank you.
You have a wonderful day, and thank
you,
you again, Larry.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Hey, that's going to can it for the tuna. I'm just about out of here. Paula Voy's up next after the top of the hour. Don't forget the fire chief and the police chief from Lake Havasu City in the studio with him. His number is 854-5687. You can always call down there. Chamber Mixer on Thursday in Kingman at the Karen Catherine Heidrich Center at 5:30. Check that out. Everyone have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Tomorrow we have Matt Hammerhan and MEC in the building. Stick around. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day. About 23 hours. I'll be back.
The voice of the free. KNTR Talk 106.3. KJJJ Laughlin HD2.